This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Former President Donald Trump will still face trial in Georgia, but there is a big change, as CBS News correspondent Willie James Inman tells us.
The judge in former President Donald Trump's Georgia election interference trial ruled that either Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade had to quit the case because the two had previously been involved in a romantic relationship. Hours later, Wade tendered his resignation. In a letter to Willis, he said he was exiting the case, quote, in the interest of democracy and dedication to the American public, and to move this case forward as quickly as possible.
Now the cleanup. Destroyed homes and businesses after tornadoes ripped through Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Arkansas. KTHV-TV reporter Brooke Buckner is at a command center set up in Hot Springs Village, west of Little Rock.
Spent all night cutting trees and clearing roads for our first responders to be able to get out to our members.
Hot Springs Village General Manager Kelly Hale says, thankfully, there are no major injuries, but they're still checking on each of the members in the area.
Our average age here in the village is 67 years old, so, you know, we have an opportunity to really take care of our people here. But it's a family and it's a community that everybody looks over one another.
And even surrounding cities and counties jumped in to help.
The death toll remains at three, the victims all in Logan County, Ohio. Measles, once thought eradicated, continue making a comeback with 60 confirmed or suspected cases in 17 states. CBS's Sabrina Franza reports from Chicago, which has cases.
City health officials launched a mass vaccination campaign for migrants.
Over 900 vaccinations were administered, really in response to really doing the strategies that we know work to contain measles outbreaks.
This asylum seeker from Venezuela told CBS News he was vaccinated soon after arriving. Nationwide, measles vaccination rates have fallen since 2019. About 93% of kindergartners were vaccinated last year, falling short of the CDC's 95% goal.
Another problem with a jetliner landing with a piece missing. That story from KXL reporter John Eric Smith.
An external panel belonging to a Boeing 737 was found to be missing after landing in southern Oregon. United Flight 433 left San Francisco Friday morning. The panel came from the underside of the plane where the wing meets the body. United Airlines says their pilots didn't know there was an issue until the plane was on the ground.
And the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. Meanwhile, a woman has been arrested at Dulles Airport outside Washington, D.C., charged with trying to smuggle 53 pounds of marijuana. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is in critical but stable condition. That's according to an annual industry group report. Mike Mohn has more.
Annual findings from the Wisconsin Hospital Association show that health systems around the state have made some hiring gains following some worrisome years. However, job vacancy rates are at double digits for 8 of 18 health professions, and registered nurses just moved into that territory. WHA's Ann Zink says that's concerning for a key reason.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the healthcare team.
Wisconsin is projected to see one out of every four residents reach retirement age by 2030, putting more pressure on demand for services. Providers and state officials are carrying out efforts to reduce staffing turnover in healthcare. The report has specific recommendations, including regulatory changes and expanded use of technology to help see patients. In the meantime, Zhang says the current challenges will be noticed by healthcare consumers.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
Zhang says that creates busier waiting rooms for those settings. And the report's authors say clinics are having a harder time filling certain support staff positions, such as medical assistants and receptionists. As for the bright spots, the WHA says there are more physicians in Wisconsin than there were a decade ago. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you, no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and becoming breezy, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and colder on Sunday, still kind of breezy, highs upper 30s. Currently it's 37.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer. It is Friday, TGIF, March 15th, 2024, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in, everybody. Yes, talk for a living. It is a warm one here in the studio once again on this 15th day of March. The Ides of March, Mr. Zomers. Beware.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that. I still don't remember what it means.
Well, thank you so very much for asking. We'll get into that in just a little bit, as a matter of fact. I am in green today if you're watching on the stream, because we won't have another show before St. Patrick's Day, which is on Sunday this year, March 17th. Mr. Zomer's little green in the T-shirt there as well.
I have green on my shirt.
Yeah.
My green shirts, of which I only have a couple, are dirty, and
that's all right.
I was going to wash them. I will before actual St. Patrick's Day.
Do you have big plans for St. Patrick's Day?
No.
That was short. Not even long enough to take a drink. Do you have any Irish in you?
No. But my older sister's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day. I might go home for that. There's also a concert here in town at the High Noon Saloon. Super Tanker is playing.
Yes, our good friend CP Chris Pauls and his band Super Tanker will be appearing right here at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, Wisconsin on the Near East Side, along with, I believe, John and Gordy. Our morning show team is going to be co-hosting that, along with Roker and Max Inc. Radio. So it's a big Civic Media afternoon on Sunday at High Noon Saloon. Stop down and see them. Super Tanker. They, as to put it in Governor Evers' terms, they're jazzed as hell about playing at the High Noon Saloon.
But they are not jazz.
No, but they're not, definitely not jazz.
This is going to sound terrible. You might say, Aaron, why would you have to decide between going and seeing a band in town and spending your sister's birthday with her?
Why would you have to decide between staying in town to see a band and going to see your sister's birthday?
Well, that's because I don't know if my sister is working on Sunday. She very often works weekends, and I forgot to ask whether or not she's even going to be off of work, because if I drive 2.5 hours to Manitowoc and then she's not even there, so that's why I got to figure out what's going on.
Find out for her. You do not want to make a long drive for nothing.
Well, I'd still get to see the rest of my family. Well, it wouldn't be for nothing.
But if you're not in the Zomers family, come on down to High Noon Saloon. What time does the event start? We'll figure it out. We'll let you know that. You would think at High Noon, but you'd probably be wrong if that's the case. But it's at High Noon Saloon right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, John and Gordy, our great morning team here at WMDX in Madison, are hosting this, emceeing the event along with Roker and Max Inc. Radio, and our friend Chris Pauls and Super Tanker is the featured band.
Believe it or not, doors open at noon.
Get out.
Like, that never happens for concerts. Right. But since it's on a Sunday, it doesn't have to be at night. So it is from 1 to 4 p.m., doors open at High Noon at High Noon Solutions.
Well, there you go.
Nice and easy to remember.
I mean, just like our show starts at High Noon, you go down to High Noon at High Noon, have a nooner with CP and Roker and the morning team. It'll be fantastic.
You can see bands such as Iron Plow, Super Tanker, and yeah. Cindy Set My Hair on Fire.
Well, there you go. It's have a green beer and it celebrates St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe people, even two green beers.
Yes. People always ask me, Todd, do you have a little Irish in you? And my typical response is, it's been a while. But other than that, I say no.
I figured we were getting a joke like that.
But anyway, no, I do actually, in fact, have a little Irish heritage in me. My great-great-grandparents had a red beard. Well, at least my grandfather. I'm not sure about my grandmother, but yeah. So I have a little Irish. I'm mostly German and Czech, but yeah, I have a little Irish. And so you know, always great to celebrate. Don't overdo it, but have a beverage, even if you're not Irish, and seek out a local Irish pub, and if you have one in your town, and you know, remember the Irish. But today, yes, the Ides of March. Today, we're gonna be talking just a little bit about that. At the bottom of the hour at 12:30. Our good friend Brady Ewing will be stopping by, three-time Big Ten champion for the Wisconsin Badger football team, captain of the team in the day, and then spent 3 years in the NFL. He'll be stopping by to talk about, well, yes, a little bit of college football and these NIL deals, and should also be applied to high school sports here in Wisconsin, but also the Badger men's basketball team. In action this afternoon. You can hear it on many of these stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. They'll be taking on Northwestern at Minneapolis this afternoon. Game time is going to vary depending upon what game is ahead of them. We'll get that for you in a bit. They got a big win yesterday over Maryland, 87-56. I mean, just crushed Maryland. They're back in the saddle. I'm hoping they've caught fire at the right time and can make a little bit of a run here. Because as you remember, I predicted with our friend Luke Mathers, I said they would win two. So in order to, and of course, this will be the one I win, right? The bet where I don't bet anything, this is where I'm going to be correct.
Oh, for sure.
So I think the Badgers are going to take care of Northwestern. So I'm looking forward to that game in nervous anticipation. But Brady will be here. And of course, it's one of my favorite times of the year. Aside from St. Patrick's Day, it is March Madness time. And so we'll be talking with Brady a little bit about, you know, does he get into March Madness? Do you do office pools? Do you do family pools for the March Madness tournament? And does he have any favorites this year? How far can the Badgers go? How far can the Marquette Golden Eagles go this year? I mean, the Marquette's looking at perhaps a number two seed. So, I mean, this is all going to be fantastic stuff. We'll talk to Brady here at the bottom of the hour. But, question I wanted to start off with today, being that we're celebrating St. Patrick's a little bit, what do you do? What traditions are in your family? What traditions that you might do for St. Patrick's Day? I mean, do you have the corned beef and cabbage? Do you imbibe a little bit? Some churches, I know, particularly Catholic churches, do big fundraisers, kind of big meal fundraisers for that type of thing. Do you go and support that? Give us a call. Let us know what your favorite Irish tradition is, your St. Patrick's tradition. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it to your favorite Apple or Android device. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get yours today. What do we got here? Let's see. We've got, Bob listening in on Richland Center has called in, texted in, says I'm a former student. Well, I think I know exactly which Bob that is. It's fantastic. Wanted to say hello, let you know he's listening. There are also two kinds of people on St. Patrick's Day, according to Mr. Nugent. He says those who are Irish and those who wish they were. See, now that's exactly what we're looking for to start the show.
It's very true.
That's fantastic. Mr. Nugent was my sixth grade teacher. Fantastic guy, a great guy in the community as well. And see, words of wisdom from the public school teachers of Richland Center. Fantastic.
And he has good taste in radio.
And he has great taste in radio. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it. He's absolutely right. Those who are Irish and those who wish they were. Give us a call. What are your favorite St. Patrick's Day traditions? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Our friend Jay in London. Jay, thank you so much for calling. Don't want to get into it a lot on the air, but sending our thoughts and condolences. I know you've lost someone in your family recently, so we're thinking of you. But what's on your mind today, Jay? Do you have any over... You live in London. Do you go over to Ireland a little ways away? Do you do anything in particular on St. Patrick's Day? Hello, Jay. Are you there? Hello, Jay. Maybe our usually our connection across the pond is good, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right. Mr. Zomers is going to call the international operators here and see if we get Jay back on the line. But well, for me, again, I don't know that our family ever really did anything growing up because we had a little bit of Irish in the family, but we weren't a particularly Irish family. I mean, I know people that, you know, last name of O'Connor or O'Callaghan or Fitzpatrick. I mean, people like that, they do it a big, right? Because they're predominantly Irish. You know, the Allballs were more of a German family. So, but it's a great time of year. I think it's great. I know Madison went back to having a parade a few years ago. Does Milwaukee have a parade? I'm not sure.
I imagine so.
I know Chicago, of course, they dye the river green and have a big parade down there in Chicago. What is your favorite Irish or St. Patrick's Day tradition? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's see here. Off the WISS Oshkosh Air Support Line, a listener texted in saying, quote, my favorite St. Patrick's Day tradition is going to see so many of the live bands that perform on St. Patrick's Day. Lots of local music in our communities. Well, look, see, that's exactly it. As we were saying, if you're near Madison or if you want to take a little drive on Sunday, come into Madison High Noon Saloon on the Near East Side and a great lineup. The co-hosts will be John and Gordy from our Madison Morning Team, along with Roker and the cast and crew of Max Inc. Radio and our very own co-executive producer of this program, CP Chris Pauls, and Super Tanker is the featured band on St. Patrick's Day, a great local Wisconsin band, Super Tanker. Also, Robert, listening in on McFarland on WMDX, he texts in and he says, quote, St. Patrick's Day is for amateurs, unquote. I think that's fantastic. I mean, there's probably a little bit of truth to that, right? Also, on the listening in on WMDX from one of our listeners, what civic media station is the men's basketball game on? Well, thank you so very much for asking. Timely indeed, as the great Mike Lucas would say. You can find the Wisconsin men's basketball game this afternoon on many of our fine civic media stations, starting with WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Also on WRJN Racine in Kenosha in southeast Wisconsin. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. Also WLAK in Amory, Wisconsin. But here's the deal. If you don't live in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, or Richland Center, I got good news for you. You can still listen to the Badgers via Civic Media. All you do is download the Civic Media app, and then you scroll down. It'll pop up. The stations will pop up. Scroll down to one of those stations. I always go to WRCE in Richland Center, but you could go to any of them. RCE, LAK in Amory, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, or WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Click on that. And bada boom, bada bing, you can, or bada bing, bada boom, you can listen to all the great Badger action. So great question. We appreciate that. See, people are interested in the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team. Any other traditions, Mr. Somers, that you and your family have on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, since it's my sister's birthday, we normally just, we all wear green. We get or make a green cake or something. Nothing
too really?
Crazy.
A green cake. Yeah. That's fantastic. By the way, the game time for the Wisconsin Badgers, 1:30. So pregame show will start right around 12:30. So those stations listening to us on those stations will be breaking away at 12:30. But stay tuned. A little bit more on the Todd Allball Show. Brady Ewing straight ahead as well at the bottom of the hour on Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes?
With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls at June, nearly broken hearted, salute to father dear, kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut a stout black thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly ride.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 12 noon. I could listen to that all afternoon. Keep it going for a little while, Mr. Saunders. That is the High Kings off their self-titled album, The High Kings, who incidentally just performed at the Riverside in Milwaukee a week or two ago.
Did you get to see it?
I sadly did not. Oh, great. We're going to have more of the High Kings throughout the entire show today as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. A little bit early, the Ides of March. But wait a minute. Before we go any further, breaking news, by the way. And this is fantastic. If he's listening, Graham in Scotland, please call back in. Because tell folks what happened.
So I got a call. You know when we said it was Jay from London?
Yes.
So there was a number that was almost the same. And I thought it was Jay. That was a mistake on my part.
All right.
Apologies. But No, it was somebody calling in from Scotland to say that, you know, he's a radio hobbyist. And he was able to hear our AM signal over the air in Scotland.
That is fantastic. I mean, this is Graham, if you're listening to us over the AM signal over in Scotland, beautiful Scotland, please give us a call back. Because I would love to, I love the Scots because I'm actually more Scottish than I am Irish as far as my lineage and my heritage. And so I love a good Scot. And give us a ring, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And we'd love to hear from you, Graham. And this is the magic of radio, you understand, is that if the conditions are right, you can get picked up all over the world. So thank you, Graham, for taking time to call us and talk to us as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. A big thing for a Scot probably to call in and talk about St. Patrick's Day. By the way, also, I think we said this before, but just in case you're wondering, at the bottom of the hour, around 12:30, many of our stations will cut away for a Wisconsin Badger basketball pregame show. The Badgers take on Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament in their second game. If they win tonight, they would advance to the semifinals tomorrow on CBS. The game is being telecast today on the Big Ten Network. And, of course, on the radio as well. So, again, those channels, you can hear the Badger men's basketball team pregame show at 12:30 and then the actual tip-off at 1:30 or thereabouts. These are the stations, WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. You could also listen to those same stations via the Civic Media app. It's free, takes less than a minute to download it. Simply go to one of those stations I mentioned, click on it, and you can listen to Matt LaPay and Brian Butch call the game. I have a good feeling, knock on wood, hopefully, about the Badgers taking on Northwestern here. We're going to talk to Brady Ewing about it here in just a bit as well. We'll have more kind of newsy news in the second hour today, but I wanted to take this minute here a little bit and talk about St. Patrick's Day and also talk, but it's a big deal for a lot of people, whether you're Irish or not, and also talk about the Ides of March. Now, the Ides of March is the day on the Roman calendar marked as the Idus, roughly the midpoint of the month corresponding to the 15th of March on the Gregorian calendar, marked by several major religious observations. For instance, in 44 BC, it became notorious as the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar, which
okay,
made
that's the, what I thought. That's yes, what I thought.
Which made the Ides of March a turning point in Roman history. So for some people, kind of a, you know, kind of a an unlucky day. You're supposed to watch your back because you know, Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC, stabbed to death at the meeting of the Senate. So, you know, you don't, if you know any guys named Brutus, don't go to lunch with them today.
You don't get, even if they're your homie, they might just right, stab you.
Might stab you in the back. So beware of the Ides of March if you're Irish or anything else. But yeah, give us, and what are your particular St. Patrick's Day or Irish traditions? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, a listener texting in on St. Patrick's Day parade in Milwaukee. Well, story of my life, a dollar short and a day late. Says Charles from Milwaukee. Thanks, Charles, saying that the St. Patrick's Day parade was last Saturday or Sunday, last weekend before St. Patrick's
Day. Or even the weekend before that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's already happened. So if you want to see a St. Patrick's Day parade, you're not going to see it in Milwaukee this weekend. Well, unless, of course, you hang out by some of the bars.
Oh, then you will see a parade of sorts.
You will see a parade of sorts.
Do you have a favorite Irish pub?
I don't, because there aren't a lot of what I would consider like really Irish pubs, I don't think, and call in if I'm wrong, in Madison. We used to have the one here in the square that was kind of sort of Irish, but I don't know that there are many in Madison proper that are true Irish pubs. I was trying to get down, and at the time it just didn't work out right. But I want to get down to County Clare in Milwaukee. Great shout out to County Clare in Milwaukee, and also a St. Brennan's Inn in Green Bay. They're owned by the same people, apparently.
Oh,
and so we are working on maybe doing the show. We'll look at next year, doing the show maybe at County Clare in Milwaukee. So Milwaukee has a lot of cool Irish pubs, and this one up in Green Bay as well. So if you know of an Irish pub, give us a call.
See, there are some places that are...
Do you have
that
favorite?
Have Irish names, yeah, in Milwaukee. Or sorry, in Madison.
Yeah.
Like, we have the Irish, we have the Shamrock.
There was one, yes, that's true. Well, that's true. The Irish pub on State Street, they said. Well, yes, that's true. I guess that, yeah.
I don't know how Ben Irish
from,
it actually
Ben
is.
Ben from Michelin Center, from listening to WRCE. I think they have Irish decor in there.
So. They have good food.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate that. The Irish pub on State Street. Well, there you go. Those in the know. See, I'm trying to think of a lot of bars on State Street or pubs that I go into.
I don't go out that often, so...
Mr. Zommers and I are like Ralph the dog. We go home, have a beer, take ourselves for a walk, and go to bed.
That's why I live alone.
That's right. Well, here's one. Robert McFarland says, Aaron's Snug Irish Pub. There you go. This is great. See, people giving us bar advice live in real time. This is exactly what we're looking for. Aaron's Snug Irish Pub. So there you are. A lot of great places to celebrate St. Patrick's Day around the state as well. So, but yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people believe in the Ides of March and kind of, you know, are you lucky or not? Are you unlucky? Things like that. It's very interesting. Coming up in hour number two, I want to talk about this. I'm sure people are saying, hey, Todd, there's real news. Why aren't you talking about that? Yes, there is. We're going to have some cuts from Sean Fain, president of the United Auto Workers, in hour two. Also, Stuart Stevens from Lincoln Project talking about Trump and authoritarianism. Of course, things going on in the courts yesterday, where Donald Trump once again has skated into a delay in the court system. We'll talk about that a little bit more. And in world news as well. So certainly a lot of information that we'll get to in hour two. This is more newsy. But I thought, you know, a little bit of a break for the regular is just to be more chill and talk about something a little fun that we all can rally around, right?
Absolutely.
Is there anybody that doesn't? I mean, I suppose there are people that don't like St. Patrick's Day, but... And again, I'm not advocating to overdo it. Some people overdo it, and you don't want that.
Well, it's just like on Cinco de Mayo, some white person wearing a right? sombrero yeah. and like don't go nuts. You got to think about the cultural ramifications, but have some fun.
We'll come back. We'll find out whether Brady Ewing's Irish. I don't know. We'll ask him and talk about all kinds of more information. Stay tuned. Brady Ewing and more on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show for St. Patrick's Day edition.
Typical. That's why I live alone.
You do, huh?
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has left the Georgia elections case against former President Donald Trump after a ruling from the judge. What was his function?
Nathan Wade's principal job was as the organizer of this massive, complicated case. And also someone who could sort of manage the lawyers.
CBS's Dan Kladman. The death toll at 3 after severe weather with tornadoes caused widespread damage across central U.S. states early Friday. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen taking their measure.
Nighttime tornadoes, several of them being reported throughout portions of the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, across the Mississippi River Valley, and into northeast sections of Texas.
The U.S. has more measles cases in 2024 than all of last year. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Measles is one of the most contagious diseases known to man. It's transmitted through the air and can spread at long distances through the air. The best tool we have is to vaccinate against measles.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Badgers and the Boilermakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin Badgers playing the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament today, Purdue. Wisconsin played them last Sunday, losing by 8. What makes the Badgers think that they're ready this time? Head coach Greg Gard.
I think getting healthy was a big piece of it. And I mean, the stars have been in different parts of our team throughout the year. You know, Chucky had big games. Max has had big games. AJ has one today. John had one yesterday. But I've always felt the real strength of this, the ace of this team, has been their depth. That spark comes from specifically Cam and John.
In the Big East tournament, Marquette with another win, this time over Providence, 79-68. The Golden Eagles tip off tonight at Madison Square Garden against UConn. NFL, the Packers introduced their new running back, Josh Jacobs, after leaving the Raiders.
Ultimately, it came down to what I seen and what I felt like I believed in this team, the history of this organization, and feeling like I'm wanted by an organization. That's really what it came down to.
That's running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. It'll be breezy out of the west, up to 30 miles per hour at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, 28. More clouds for Sunday. We'll see a high near 37. Monday, partly sunny. Again, highs around 37.
Right now, it's 37.
Waukesha job seekers and employers are invited to attend the Waukesha County Workforce Solutions for Your Business event on Thursday, March 28th. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. and a continental breakfast and networking event will take place from 8 to 9, followed by a Q&A and networking until 10. Any Waukesha job seekers and businesses are invited. There is no fee, but space is limited. Register ahead at business.oconomowoc.org/events or at jobcenterofwisconsin.com.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Teleball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Not the typical Brady Ewing intro song, but the Mr. Zomers wanted me to play musical guesses. Was that from our friend CP Chris Pauls and Super Tanker?
No, no. This is, I don't know who it is. This is Metallica.
Well, that's the reason I don't know. I could not name one Metallica song.
Well, I thought you might be able to name the song if you know. It's Whiskey in the Jar, just performed by Metallica.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah.
As requested by our friend Tony on YouTube.
It's in honor of like Irish whiskey or?
Yeah. It's an Irish song. It's a classic Irish song.
It's not a classic. Brady Ewing. Let's bring Brady Ewing in. Three-time Big Ten champion. Played in three Rose Bowls. Captain of the Badger football team back in the day and spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady Ewing, I ask you, is that Metallica? Is that an Irish song?
Didn't quite sound like one.
Well, it's the cover.
Sound like I was back in the weight room.
They didn't write it. Metallica didn't write it. They
just sounds like he was back in the weight room, he said. The cover? Oh, so now you're wanting me to guess artwork from Metallica?
No, not a cover as in it's another song or it's another artist performing someone else's song. It's a traditional Irish song.
Is it really?
Yes. I mean, originally, obviously it doesn't sound like that, but.
All right. Well, well, welcome in.
Hey,
on
the St. Patrick's Day mindset.
We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and by the way, in the true spirit of Betty Hayes Baxter, we did a costume change during the commercial. I took my green shirt off, and now I have my Wisconsin Badger hoodie on to do a little sports.
So let's go. I like it.
Brady, are you any Irish in the family? Any Irish ethnicity in the Ewing family?
Not a ton. Not that I'm aware of anyway, but. My mom was always great at cooking corned beef and cabbage growing up around St. Patrick's Day, which I'm a huge fan of. So we got one in the fridge getting ready to go for this weekend here.
Gee, really?
At our house. So,
oh
yeah, got it from the Costco, ready to go and going the slow cooker. So excited about that. But never made a trip to Chicago or anything like that to see the river.
Yeah. Maybe there's a whole new. You've hit on something here, Brady. I'm not joking around here. We may have to do an occasional segment with you cooking with Brady, because I mean you're a big sportsman, and so we could do venison stews. We could do, we could do all kinds of cooking with Brady. That'd be fantastic.
Hey, that'd be fun. I do enjoy mixing it up in the kitchen a little bit and making some different things on the Traeger and in the kitchen. My wife, Rachel, holds it down most of the time for us as a family, but I do enjoy it.
But see, you're a modern dad. You're a cool dude because, you're sharing the responsibilities and you're getting it done.
You bet. We make it work. We got our different roles, and Rachel loves cooking too, so it works out, but it's fun when we can do it together, no doubt.
All right, fantastic. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you and yours. Enjoy that corned beef and cabbage. It's a big sports weekend. Let's get right into it. We'll talk about other things later, but many of our stations have broken away for Matt LePay's pregame show for the Wisconsin Badger basketball team. They got a big win. Suddenly got back into midseason form last night, or yesterday afternoon. Wisconsin beats Maryland 87-56. Blackburn could not miss from three, Brady. It was, I didn't see the entire thing, but holy cow, what a game. It was fun to see. They got to rest some of their starters in the second half, and now they're getting ready to take on Northwestern, the number four seed, the Badgers, the number five seed, the Big Ten tournament, and that game tips off at 1:30. You can hear that game on several of our stations. Those that have broken away are WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory. You can listen to any of those on the Civic Media app for our listeners. But Brady, what are your thoughts on the first win for the Badgers in the Big Ten tournament and as they face Northwestern?
Yeah, great to see. I guess I didn't see it. I heard it. I was traveling for work yesterday and had the chance to most of the game on a drive home from Appleton. And awesome to listen to LePay and Brian Butch yesterday. They did a great call, but yeah, sounds like they came out hot from a shooting perspective and kind of got back to some of the streakiness we saw earlier in the season from outside the three-point arc, which is great to see, especially this time of year. A lot of that is just confidence and having the ability to, you know, have that confidence when you're shooting those shots. So it was good to see. I know Asijan even came in a little bit in some of the mop-up time, and
yep.
I know hit a couple shots, Blackburn. So that's great. But defensively is where LePay and Bush really highlighted some things and were given a lot of props and, you know, just confidence with the defense that was played yesterday.
Yeah.
So I love to see that. And I think that would bode well with the confidence growing and others seeing what this team is capable with down the stretch here when they're clicking on all cylinders and healthy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I appreciate the shout-out from Matt LePay and Brian Butch on the Badger Radio Network across many of our Civic Media stations. As much as I love watching CBS Sports for the NCAA tournament, when it gets into tournament time for the Badgers, I don't know if there's any better way to take in the game than via radio, just because of the great experience of Matt LePay, and now you add Brian Butch, and as a former player, I mean, the insight that you get there is unmatched, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I mean, I love LePay for football, basketball, basically anything he does. I just, growing up, it kind of takes me back to those nostalgic days of listening to football games while working outside with my dad or my family back in high school, grade school. So love that. And then, yeah, to hear the color of Brian Butch with all of his experience, and I think Charlie Wills, I've heard him do a couple games throughout the season. They must be sharing that duty with some of Butch's commitments, you know, on the TV as well. But they do a great job, provide some good color. I like the fact that I think Butch is bringing this more so, and I noticed yesterday, more of a, you know, a Wisconsin twist to things where he's okay saying that that's who he's pulling for.
Yeah.
Where LePay, you know, LePay, you obviously know that, but he keeps some of that a little more close to the vest. So I like the a little more Homer approach to it, and Butch, the color guy, bringing that. So it's good. It's fun. I enjoyed it. Sometimes I'll even turn the audio off the TV and tune into LePay. So mind listening to the game traveling yesterday.
I know Purdue, last check, Purdue and Michigan State were, I haven't seen the final score yet, but Michigan State was keeping it close against Purdue, that game on the Big Ten Network right now ahead of the Badgers. The Badgers are next up against Northwestern, and then later on, it'll be number two, Illinois, taking on Ohio State, and then number three, Nebraska, taking on Indiana. Brady, any thoughts on any of those other games, Ohio State taking on Illinois or Indiana, Nebraska?
Not particularly, to be honest. I've pretty much only watched the Badgers this year, but I just love this time of year. I mean, even listening to the game yesterday, you're in kind of that normal regular season mindset, so you're thinking ahead on when's the next game the Badgers are playing or when's the next big game, where in this fact, it's, you know, in this instance, it's just back-to-back. They played yesterday. They have another big game today. There's great high school basketball on. You know, there's no shortage of games and entertainment out there to watch. So whether it's some of those games you mentioned or the Badgers coming up at 1:30, you know, Mineral Point last night, that was just a thriller of a game in the high school state tournament. So tons of cool experiences for those athletes that they're experiencing, that, you know, opportunities that they've dreamed of through their whole life. And, you know, being able to do it on some of the biggest stage with March Madness is just awesome.
Yeah. It's really for sports, maybe my favorite time of the year for all these tournaments from all levels. You mentioned the high school boys basketball tournament happening right now here in Madison. A great time of year. It hits so many local communities throughout our state that they have an opportunity to go here. I know the girls teams got to go to the Rush Center in Green Bay for state last year. And then at the collegiate level, you have the women's hockey team, Badgers, hosting an NCAA tournament game here in Madison this weekend for the first time, I believe, since 2019. And then you got the men's basketball in March Madness in the Big Ten tournament. And, of course, Sunday, Selection Sunday, probably one of my favorite Sunday after Super Bowl Sunday, simply because of the excitement of watching all these small teams, these conferences that mm-hmm. would never get a shot. And it really, as the song says, it's their one shiny moment, Brady.
Oh, I love that as well. And even you see some of the upsets in these smaller Division I conferences where the conference champion gets to go on and then some of the bubble teams. It is fun to see. And you look at the years past with some of the teams that have beat number one seeds and, you know, went on kind of a Cinderella story run leading into the tournament. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. And you love to see it. You love to see teams like that on the biggest stage having success. And there's so much emotion. It's always crazy when you have a long season, whether it's an NFL season, a college football season,
yeah,
or in this case, college basketball, you have a long season, but yet it all comes down to this one moment, this one opportunity.
Right.
And you still have to perform when all the chips are on the table. So it's fun to see how different teams and different players react to that type of a state and that type of pressure. It's always fun as a fan.
Brady, we're talking, by the way, to Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger football player, three-time Big Ten champion, captain of the team, along with Russell Wilson, amongst others. We'll talk about him maybe in a second, and then also spent 3 years in the NFL. He is our friend and our ongoing contributor. We always appreciate it, Brady, when you take the time from the old hometown, Richland Center, to come on the show and give us your insight. As long as I brought it up, let's talk about it really quickly. I know you know Russell Wilson. You played with him. He's left Denver now. He's getting a chance to go to the Steelers and Pittsburgh and going to be reunited with another Badger in TJ Watt. Derek Watt retired this year from the NFL. Any thoughts on either Derek Watt's retirement or Russell Wilson getting another shot in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm happy for Russell to get another chance. I mean, he's obviously been some challenges with a coaching staff transition and with the culture in Denver. And so it's good to see Russell getting another opportunity, and particularly interesting to see how the financials have worked out with,
right,
you know, what the Denver Broncos owe him. And it sounds like he's going to Pittsburgh for kind of the league salary from Steelers themselves. So it's interesting to see how that's worked out, but super excited to see how things play out there. The Steelers have a lot of Badgers. I mean, look at Nick Herbig, TJ Watt.
Loudermilk?
Big D line, Loudermilk, that's right. Yep. Big D lineman. And it's really cool. Clearly they like what they have there. It's interesting because they pretty much share a facility with the Pitt Panthers, mm-hmm. the college team, and that's mm-hmm. where Coach Chris had coached for a while. So interesting to see how that, you know, all those different things play out and those relationships impact things and how certain professional programs are drawn to certain types of athletes and the cultures that they come from the college level.
Yeah.
So happy for Russell, happy for the Steelers. And I saw Derek Watt retired as well. He had an awesome career and just happy for him and his family. And typically have the chance to see him a couple times a year. So I knew it was on his horizon a little bit and excited for what's next for him. And had just a tremendous career. So it's great to see.
And they all, you know, JJ, TJ, and Derek were just on the Wheaties box. I mean, you can still buy their boxes, right? They're on the shelves right now. And now there's only one playing.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out. I mean, those guys with everything they've done with, you know, Derek, no doubt, but definitely JJ and TJ from Defensive Players of the Year and just the type of numbers that they're putting up, those guys will no doubt be around for a long time. And then the story as far as their family is just unique, very unique. And it's really cool to see.
Well, the great Barry Alvarez, to paraphrase Mark Twain, the rumors of his death were greatly exaggerated. There was some internet and Twitter stuff going around last week that Barry had passed. That was 100% not true, but it was so prevalent, he felt he had to go on radio to make sure that people knew he was still alive. And when he did, he decided to talk about name, image, and likeness. What about colleges, and could it be coming to a Wisconsin high school near you? We'll talk about it with Brady Ewing. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, you're walking through a city street, you could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you are doing, and you join the merry mob, and before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in
Welcome
Honolulu.
Back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. I can't really do an Irish accent, even though my mother tells me that my great-grandparents were, in fact, Irish. Their name was O'Henry, but they dropped the O, apparently, at Ellis Island on the family side.
And that's pretty Irish, though.
We're just the Henrys, yeah. So maybe I have more Irish than I thought.
Maybe you got to do a DNA test.
No, that would wreak nothing but havoc in our family. If we did the Brady, we're talking to Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion and former captain of the team. Also spent 3 years in the National Football League. He is our friend and ongoing contributor and joins us each and every other week to bring us some insight as he does. We appreciate it, Brady. What say you? Have you ever thought about doing a DNA test, like am I ancestors or that kind of thing?
Ancestry or 23andMe or whatever. Yeah.
I haven't. I would say more interested in the ones that give you some background on how you might genetically be predisposed to certain types of diets or certain types of allergens, things like that. I would say I've done more research in that regard. As has my wife Rachel, but no, don't have much interest in the 23andMe stuff, and just using more of the verbal lineage, you know, stuff that my family does know and has shared, and using that more. So
I think, like, if I knew I was predisposed to a disease or something, I mean, would I really live my life differently? I mean, I think all of us should be like living like it was your last day every day, right?
Yeah, that's the hope. And, you know, I haven't gone down that route, but it's just interesting to think, okay, if my body for some reason would function better on this type of diet, you know, would that spur more action than just, you know, being necessarily trying to eat healthier for a physique or for looks? Or would you have a better physique if you were, you know, eating that, which is more appropriately to what your body was designed for? So I kind of nerd out about that stuff sometimes, diet, working out, and, you know, just optimization and all that. So that's what intrigued me about it.
Let's talk a little bit about this story that came out here from Badger Extra, Brady. And again, bizarre stuff on social media, right? There was a rumor a week or two ago that Barry Alvarez had passed away, the great coach of the Badgers and athletic director, was not true. It was perpetuated, surprise, surprise, by Ohio State Buckeye fans. Oh, pardon me, the Ohio State Buckeye fans. And Barry felt it was so prevalent. He actually went on a couple of shows while Wildy and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin, and just to prove he was alive. And they got talking about name, image, and likeness. I know, Brady, you and I have talked about this before, but to my knowledge, this is the first time that Coach Alvarez has really spoken out on this issue. And he's saying, here's one of the quotes saying, quote, "It's out of control and unsustainable. The pain of players. It's supposed to be illegal for coaches to use cash to endorse or encourage players or recruit players, but that's exactly what's happening. And I just read the other day, a coach said, one of the coaches that resigned said, it just got too much. I'm trying to raise money for a kid who hasn't played yet. He's going to make more money than me. It's just out of control, unsustainable. It's going to screw up college football. It's going to ruin college football as we know it." Unquote. The words of Barry Alvarez. Brady Ewing, what say you?
Yeah, in the words of a man that have been around the block a few times and has seen college football evolve a ton in his lifespan and his involvement in it. And you look at the evolution of college playoff football and how he's been a part of kind of setting the trajectory there. So, yeah, a great perspective. I would honestly agree. I know we have talked about it a little bit here and there, but the way that things are trending, there's got to be a different framework in place to hold these schools accountable, or you're going to have, you know, the separation of schools that have the ability to pay players or have a certain type of, support base or boosters, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
You know, there's going to be a big divergence in the top tier programs. And if that's the route we want to go, where certain schools can have, you know, that type of support to get certain types of players, then there just needs to be some sort of framework to help hold people accountable for that. Right now, it's really, really the Wild West, and you know, it's clearly taxing on the coaches
right.
and the university infrastructure. And it's just not sustainable for the kids. It's not sustainable for the coaches or the game of football. And
So Brady, you
tend to agree.
Brady, you played, of course, at the collegiate and professional level. You, of course, also played, was a very successful athlete at Richland Center High School. There's a great story by Jimmy Cuska from Civic Media. You can find it at civicmedia.com. And Jimmy looked at this issue, and I didn't know this until this was posted. Apparently now, the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the WIAA, the governing body for our high school athletics, is considering opening NIL to high school athletes in Wisconsin. You can read Jimmy's article at civicmedia.com. Brady, for my money, this is a terrible idea. You've been a great all-star high school athlete. You still coach high school athletics. What say you?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. I don't think letting that trickle down to that level without a very, very, very strict guideline and framework, that's going to do any favors, because what's going to happen is something that if they do open it up, it's likely, you know, meant for more of a local thing, but then it's going to turn into a bidding war. What I see from universities where that's going to become a part of the recruiting plan.
Right
now, instead of having, you know, universities put together these packages for certain recruits, which we just talked about as a challenge in and of itself and not sustainable, then it's going to trickle down to the high school level where, okay, instead of it just being taught and part of the recruiting process, I could see certain boosters or companies, you know, that have relationships with certain universities going and giving a high school NIL deal to these kids and or student athletes and allowing them to kind of shape their opinion of certain schools according right. to those NIL deals.
And
whereas if you have a local car dealership or something like that, you know, wanted to do a local advertising campaign and it was kind of, you know, more naive in nature, you know, maybe something like that could work. But if that door opens up, I feel like it's going to go down a long, dark road that's going to further complex things.
Brady has four sons. He's just looking, thinking, how can I get a free truck out of this deal? Brady, we're going to say, by the way, April 24th, according to Jimmy Cuska's article.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, expect a wave of reminders about voting on April 2nd. Lucy Ripp from A Better Wisconsin Together is our guest.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon.